Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
God is my soul. He's my provider. God is my soul.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You're listening to a Christian Speak Online Talk Radio.
Listen.
Broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord.
Christian
Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift.
You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hey, hey, people.
Hey.
It's your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rock Mill.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it okay.
All day.
And this is a Marriage
Takeover.
We are so excited. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We are so excited to be with you all on today and excited just about what God is doing in marriages, in the land, in the world. It's 2022. We're excited about that thing.
Are you excited about 2022?
And we're so excited to be with you today. Today is a live show.
Yes, it is.
And we're super excited about just kind of being before the people.
We are live.
We're going to be starting off with prayer. And pray that all has been well with you and your family. It's been since October, since I think
we've done a lot.
We took a little hiatus for the holidays. So I really do appreciate you all following, your support, your love, your prayers, and praying that you and your family are always well with you and your family over the holidays as well.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get started with prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to tell you thank you. We thank you for grace. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. God, we even thank you for your favor, Father. We thank you for taking us through a whole year, God, bringing us to a whole new one. And so, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your will be done, God. Let your, God, you move throughout this broadcast, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for you already know what certain marriages are standing in need of, oh God, the answers that they're waiting on, Father. And God, you even know those that are on the mountaintop are in a good place. But yet, God, everyone still need tools, oh, God, to continue to remain. And so, Father, we just want to tell you, thank you for this time. God, continue to let your will be done, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. So today's session, we're in 2022, and we're all about vision and making sure that you have a vision and a blueprint for your family as you go forward. So let's talk about the vision. Really, right? And what the vision is, how the vision is started, like the inception, and then how you go about creating a vision for you and your family.
But, oh, man, I know that we're live, but I tell you, if you can just look at our last year's accomplishment from our vision. But I know that we're live, so, you know, you're going to have to check us out on at Marriage Takeover on all social medias, and you will be able to see that video on everything that we was able to accomplish through our video. Everything that we was able to accomplish through 2021. Now we in 2022. What is the vision for your family in 2022? Where are you going? How are you going to hire? What is the plan to get there? So that's what this thing is all about. What do you say, honey?
We just said that, honey.
I know. I was just trying to roll that.
We just said that. So let's start with Habakkuk, right?
You want me to go there?
Yes. 2 and 4.
Habakkuk. I thought it was 2 and 3. Anyway.
It might be 2, 3, or 4.
But Habakkuk says, write the vision, make it plain upon the table, for they that read it.
Let's read it.
I'm quoting it.
We thank God for y'all. Don't y'all miss us. We miss y'all so much.
I know you do.
We miss you all so much. So what we did was what we took from the Bible, from Scripture, kind of what God had said about the vision, right? What we should do and how we should map those things out. So before we get started into going in and offering you all a blueprint and a map out of kind of what we've been doing, and we've been doing this for at least 15 years now or longer, and it's been such a blessing to our family, to our marriage, to just everything that we wanted to be able to accomplish. So we always start out the year with our vision.
Right. So Habakkuk 2:2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
It will not tarry. And so the purpose of the vision and why I love a vision so much, and the difference between a vision and just a regular goal, is that vision is what you partner with God.
Right.
Right. A goal is just you saying that this is something that you want to be able to accomplish, that you're saying that you're putting together, that you are saying that in all your might, and this is something that you're going to do. The difference between the vision and the goal is you're coming together and you are partnering with God.
Right.
So as you're partnering with God, you're saying, okay, God, these are the desires of my heart. Now, what would you say? What have you for my life? What do you want me to be able to accomplish here on the earth in this season at this time?
Right.
So as you partner that thing, your desires, with what God's will is for your life, then that to me is the vision. Then you write it down so that other people that are around you will be able to see it. They will be able to link up with you. They will be able to support you. They will be able to take that thing, run with it, support you in it. And then you also have an opportunity to be able to see it visually, right? Every day you see it. Every day it's a constant reminder of what that thing is that you said you wanted to be able to partner with God on, so that you can accomplish it in the right time.
So, and with that, you know, even though that you are married, understand you may have an individual vision, but yet you still have one collective.
Yes.
Because each one of guests, even though that yet you are still one, there are just certain things that you would like to achieve, and likewise your husband or your wife would like to achieve. But the one thing that I come to understand is that when you bring your vision together, this is one for the entire house, because now, what would you like to accomplish for the house?
Right.
For you and your wife. You see what I'm saying? Because if you say, hey, if you're a car salesman and you want to sell, you know, you want to be the highest car salesman, guess what? That is your vision for the year. And you know, and if you are a beautician and you want to get more clients or whatever, that is your vision. But look at it. It's still, look, the fruit of the vision still going to support the family. So now with the fruit, when the fruit come in, now where is the family going in with the vision? Where is you and your, where are you as a couple going as, where are you all going with the vision?
Right, right. Not only where are you going, but how are you going to get there? And I think that's the beautiful part of having that vision and being able to look at it every day. Because the reality is your actions become your habits, and your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. And that's by Gandhi. So I want you to understand that everything that you do, it becomes a part of you. It becomes your value system. So then the question that I have for you is, what would you do if there was nothing standing in your way? What would your marriage look like? If there were no obstacles, if there were no challenges, if there were no excuses, if no or no nothing in your way, what would your family be able to accomplish? What would you be able to accomplish? Where would you travel? What would you do? How would you impact your community? Those are some questions for you to be able to think about. What would you do if there was nothing standing in your way?
Right. And what is your dream? What is your dream? Because me personally, I like to take that whole dream thing out and say, hey, this is my goal. Why? Because my goal is something that I know I can make reality. Yes, you can make your dreams reality, but like I said, this is just me. This is how I feel about it. Because there are times that when you say, hey, I got a dream, and because no one is believing in your dream, now you just going to keep it right where it's at. It's a
dream.
Right.
But for me, when I'm saying, hey, this is my goal, this is my vision, then guess what? I'm working. I'm doing, because not all the time when you're trying to achieve something, you're not going to always get a pat on the back.
Right.
But you got to keep moving regardless. Why? Because this is, hey, I want to be able to get to a place where me and my wife can just wake up and go. No matter whatever it is, we can just wake up and go.
Yes.
That was our vision for like a couple of years ago. But now it feels good that me and my wife, we can just wake up and go. So we just, and so we're grateful, you know what I'm saying, that we was able to stay the path. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter because, you know what I'm saying, you may go like up and down for a little while, but the thing is, as long as you are still doing it together.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If you do not have any no valley time, then you're not going to appreciate the mountaintop time.
Right.
But it's how you handle it while you're in the valley, because guess what? It happens. It happens, but that's when you come into one, respecting one another. Because the thing is, when you're trying to achieve something, the enemy's going to always try to come in and knock you down.
Right.
When you're doing things, because the thing that we fail to understand as couples sometimes, that you are stronger together. There's literally nothing that can stop you from achieving whatever the goal may be,
right,
or whatever the vision may be. Because when you look
when
at...
When you're on one accord.
Right. When yes. you're on one accord, because I was getting ready to get to Psalms 133.
Okay.
Because like in Psalms 133, it says how sweet and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, meaning they're on one accord. The thing
yes.
is that when you're on one accord, God will command the blessing, but you got to know how to get on the mountaintop. Why? Because when he was saying, he said, well, like the ointment, like the oil that ran down the beard of Aaron, it ran down. So therefore, you got to be able to get to that place where God has set for you, and you got to be on one accord.
Yeah, you have to be on one accord. And so what we do, just to kind of break down and give you a blueprint, right? It doesn't have to be the way that you do it, but just to share with you how we do it. So what we do in December timeframe, we pick a day and we say, hey, listen, you guys know the end of the year is coming, and this is to the entire family. Normally our son is home for the Christmas holiday, so we have this opportunity where we say, okay, this is the date we're coming together. This is the time that we're going to say, hey, listen, we're meeting on this day. Make sure that you go over your what you want to be able to accomplish in 2022.
Right.
And so separately, we get together and we say, this is what we're going to do.
Separately, we say, hey, this is what I would like to accomplish. You had said the separately part first, buddy. And then you went to. And then we come together, because then when we come together, it you have written it down. Now we are here to support each other.
Right. And then not only that, but then Eric also has the extra responsibility
yes.
of determining where the family is headed for the new year. So not only is he doing his own personal, but he's also mapping out a blueprint for the family. This is what we're going to accomplish as a family together. This is our vision for the year. This is what God has given me. So what that does is it makes us not only have time set aside that we sit down and we write up our desires, but also in that time that we're spending with God, right? We're saying we're actually laying before God. This is the time in our devotion. This is time that we're praying with God, that we have, you know, meditation with God, and we're hearing from God.
Right.
This isn't just something that we're doing in and of ourselves.
Right.
So we're saying this is the time frame. This is what we're going to do. And then we come together. We set a date, and we come together as a family. We bring all that together. Then Eric maps out what we're doing as a family, and then we put it all together on a board, or we put it together. Eric likes to keep his on his computer, and Aaliyah and I, we like to see it visually. So, and our son, EJ, he likes to see his visually. So what we do is we map it out on a poster. They use posters. I use like a cork board just because I like to be able to, when I accomplish that thing, I like to be able to take it off.
Yes.
Take it off and not have to go and get a new poster board. I keep mine in my office. Aaliyah keeps hers on her phone. She did a digital one this year. So she actually has it on her phone and on her tablet. And it's something for a constant reminder.
Right.
Right? So I keep mine also as a screensaver. So screensaver is in the office, but it's also a constant reminder that I'm looking at that thing every single day, and it's a reminder, hey, God, this is something that we partnered on. What do I need to do to be able to get to here?
Right. And I have to correct my boo because, actually, I think last year, or no, in 2020, actually, I printed it out, and I keep it in my closet because I actually like to check it off because it encourages me to keep going.
Okay.
So it was like last year, I was finally able to get a ride lawnmower to cut this grass. I was so happy I was able to check it off because
It's been a long time coming. I tell you, if you see my yard, you understand. If I had to get a Ryan lawnmower, I was pushing that joint. I said, no, we got to put this. I got to put this on the vision because I gotta get it. And so I'm so grateful because it felt good to be able to check it off. And then I was like, man, because now it's like, what's next? And it's so funny because, like I said, you got to make sure you check out the video so you can see. So because the thing is that when you check it off, there's so much that I recognize that God did.
Right.
That by the time when I got the lawnmower, I saw that God had did five other things. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even know that it was done. And so guess what? I'm checking that off, and then I'm trying my best to read it when I'm trying my best to look at it every chance I get when I'm in my closet. Because there are just some days during my time of meditation, I'm actually looking at it, and I'm saying, okay, God, what's next? I know this is a vision, God. How is this going to help the kingdom? And what I'm doing, how is this going to help the kingdom?
Right.
It was just like we were saying, we wanted to get out of debt. Well, by us getting out of debt, we were able to help the kingdom. We was able to bless so many families for Christmas. We adopted two families.
Yes.
But we poured so much that they was able to bless a third family with it. And so in being able to help those that are less fortunate, it was so awesome for my family to actually be a part of because, you know, the funny thing is that that's what they enjoy doing, you know, giving back. And so it's just been something. So when you have these things, you know, for us, because we just love how God do it. It's not, you know, we can care less. We don't mind as long as we can get our hands in the work. Yo, it's just awesome because you don't got to know who gave it to you, but I thank God for making provision for us to be able to do it. So, you know, so when you're doing that thing on one accord, my God.
That was something that was really important for me for my vision last year was to be able to
give.
The sign that I had on there was glorious giving because I wanted to make sure that I had not only the ability to give out of abundance, but in addition to that, I wanted it to be to where it glorified God.
Right.
So everything that we were able to do, not only just the families for the holidays, but we were also able to ensure that families in Africa had food money.
Yeah.
And so that was something that was near and dear to our heart. So and it doesn't always have to be material. So
right.
I want to make sure that we set the stage that your vision does not have to always include something material.
Uh-uh.
It could absolutely be that you want to have a closer relationship with God.
What?
It could be that you want to pray more. It could be that you want to pray more with your spouse.
Hmm.
It could be that you want to communicate better with your spouse.
You know, it's one thing that I didn't say because I put it on my vision board that I actually wanted to get to the root of the issues and what causes my triggers. It didn't happen in 2021, but it happened this month of this year,
2022.
Of 2022.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow. And when I tell you when God did it, my wife, I've been so free, and I'm still working through it, but it's so good because, ooh, child, about to get into it. But when you begin to recognize your triggers, and understanding that your triggers are nothing but fear. But anyway, I ain't going to dive into it. But I'm telling you, man,
I want to give them a blueprint, though, because we're talking really high level. So what does it look like if you've never done your vision before, right? What does that look like? What do you need to do? So number one, one of the things that Aaliyah and I, we do, we cut out, you know, magazine clippings, or we'll go to the internet, look up, you know, after we've identified what it is we want to be able to accomplish, we identify that. We print it off, or we'll get it from out of the magazine. We'll cut it, whether it's words, whether it's pictures, so that we can see that thing visually. And you want to just make sure that you get the pictures that are going to represent how you feel about you accomplishing that thing. So, you know, get really, really nice pictures. And if you go to our website, go to marriagetakeover.com, and what I would love for you to be able to do, sign up on our mailing list. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that I'll send you pictures of everything that we've done for our vision board and also the video. If you go to any of our social media platforms as well, if not tonight, tomorrow, the video will be up on our social media platforms. And that's, you know, IG, that's going to be Facebook, and IG and YouTube as well. So I just want to make sure that you have a visual of kind of what, again, just like a blueprint, an example of what it's going to look like.
Yeah. If you also, you know, if you join, because I have the video is already up on
Facebook.
It's in our Facebook
yeah.
group. So if you join our Facebook group, Marriage Takeover, Body of One, you join the Facebook group, you'll see the video. And, you know, and like she was saying, far as with being able to put the board together, it's being able to make that same visual. So however you do it, because I ain't gonna lie to you, I love how she did it because, and it, you'll see it because we was able to redo our kitchen.
Yeah.
And so what she did was she took the picture off the board and showed it to the contractor. She said, this is what I'm looking for. And so he was
can
like,
can you do this before we get started with anything, before we sign a contract, can you do
can
this?
You do this? And it was like, and he was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. But if this is how you want it laid out. And so
right.
she looked at it and was like, okay. So she went ahead and, you know, laid it out that where she would like the kitchen to be, bada bing, bada boom, God did it.
Right.
So, and so it's being, that's what when she's saying that blueprint of being able to put it on that board. Because when you come to them times, like, you know, for me, I normally use pictures. So mine, I just check it off because I just like to shout at the end of the year, Jesus did it. So, but when you do it, like I said, I think I might end up doing it the way that she does it because it's just awesome because it's a photo of like, yo, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm seeing. Because even if you're talking about boosting your confidence, There's quotes. My daughter like to use quotes and whatnot because if it's talking about boosting your confidence, you know, and this year you don't want to operate in fear, but you want to operate in faith.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like she was saying earlier, you know, it doesn't have to be material, but it's just where am I going? Where are you lagging at that you want to do better?
And this is just to, again, ensure that you're becoming the best version of yourself,
yeah.
right? This is not for anybody else but you.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're being the best version of yourself. I know last year, like God has been giving me a word. Last year he gave me a word. This year he gave me a word. But previously he hasn't really given me a word to really focus on. Last year my word was believe.
Woo!
Because that was an
yes,
area
Lord.
Where God was stretching me with my faith. And so as
ooh, before you finish that one, I just got to show you how God will do it. Because she said her last word, her last year, her word was believe. Last year, word was me. It was a year of working faith.
Okay.
So and, you see, that's how the thing came together. Go ahead, continue.
Okay. And so with that word, like I knew God was, that was my struggle spiritually. And so as God had identified that with me, my question was, well, God, how do I do that? Like where do I start? Where do I begin? What does that look like? And I sought after God for him to be able to say, you know, because this isn't of me doing it myself. Again, this is a partnership with God when you're talking about your vision.
Right. Amen.
And so there were areas in my life, opportunities in my life, challenges in my life that came about where I had to truly stretch my faith. And as I trusted God more, the word believe just continued to resonate. And so many different things happened last year that were amazing, as well as, you know, that were a little tragic. So
different.
That were, I lost my brother last year.
Right.
And in addition to that, I had some challenges on my job last year.
Right.
And so, but what God did was that every opportunity that I received to be able to trust him the more, then he just increased my faith.
Right.
He did it. And so at the end of the year, I looked back and I was like, God, you did that thing just because now my faith is much stronger than it's ever been. And another area that we had, this is a little bit more material, but being debt-free, right? There were some opportunities. God, he blessed us to be able to get down to our mortgage and the student loans. And I said, well, God, you know, everybody knows we were all rooting for Biden. You sign that bill, get us, you know, cancel those student loans. But then God had to. I'm just going to be honest, right?
Cancel the student loans. Just sign up, be a $5,000. We done.
So there were some things, and I, you know, just kind of in the state of mind, I'm like, God, we're going to always have a student debt, you know, forever and ever and ever. And then he had to check my faith. What did I say?
Ooh.
And so the more I trusted, the more I relied, the more I I followed him and listened to his strategic, you know, planning and how he wanted me to navigate and do certain things. I did that. And can I tell you that this last week, I think it was, I saw a post on social media where Navient, so if you all have any student loans that were with Navient,
you better listen.
Go online, do a Google search, or you can go to my Facebook page. I'll put it in the Marriage Takeover community as well. Go to Google Navient because they just finished a settlement, a class action settlement, and for certain schools that people have attended, they're canceling the debt. So when I say, won't he do it, he'll do it.
Come on now.
So, but again, it was having that desire, God, how are we going to do this? Because I know I can't do it in and of myself, so how are we going to do this? And he will, you know, offer bits and pieces. So if you're saying that you want to communicate better with your spouse, okay, God, how are we going to be able to do this? So you sit down and you identify what are the weaknesses, what are the cycles, what are the triggers, what are the trigger points. Why are they the trigger points? Sit down and have that conversation. First, you identify that. Then you sit down and you have the conversation with your spouse. Hey, listen, I noticed that when we're communicating, it looks like this. It, you know, sounds like this. When that's the case, how or why do we respond the way that we respond?
Right.
Can we do this differently? If you all can't come together to figure out how you can do it differently, reach out to Marriage Takeover. We're getting ready to launch a course this month or in February.
February 17th.
We're getting ready to release a course that's going to be phenomenal to help you.
What's it called, honey?
That's going to be phenomenal. oh, my gosh.
Making communication sexy again.
And so when you think about that, you have that as a resource. If that's not something that you don't want to do, then reach out to a marriage coach or a marriage counselor to see if they could come in and sit and be a mediator to kind of help you all figure out what you need to do or just kind of get you all to a common ground and identify why you're doing what you're doing, to identify your cycle.
So, yeah, reach out to a marriage counselor. Because if anything, you need help, anything, please reach out to Marriage Takeover because we're marriage coaches. Because the one thing that it was so superb that I love about, because even as we were doing it, we find ourselves, because you know how you just kind of get busy. But, man, when I tell you even us doing the communication thing again, it took us back to when, man, we was up like 3 o'clock at night just talking. It was talking about what? Everything in the world. Talking about us, talking about, it was bananas. And I was just like, wow. I said, you know, honey, this thing will work if you're willing to work it.
Well, not only, but I want, you know, I like to be transparent. He's probably going to be like, baby, really? No, but we were talking really about everything. We were talking, and that's the importance of having and setting aside time for you to be able to communicate with your spouse, at least at some point during the day. We like to call it pillow talk. So at 10 o'clock, we try to do our best to make sure we are in the room together. We try to make sure that we're in the room together. Our daughter is settled in her bed, and she's ready for, you know, the night. And then we have everything kind of settled down. So
your
we can really
settled.
Our dog
your
is
dog
settled. She was on the vision board, too. But make sure our puppy is settled. And then, you know, we have that opportunity really just to kind of down, dig deep and just, hey. So not only how was your day, but, like, what's really going on with you? How do you feel?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Yes.
How is sex going?
Ooh, man.
How do you like this? How is this going?
Man.
You know, are there any areas that I can improve in this area? Are there any areas that I can serve you better in this area? So it really is about not just having the high-level, shallow, how was your day conversation,
but it really is
digging deep.
Yes.
Like, what can I do better to make sure that we continue to have this happy marriage?
Right.
What can I do better to make sure that I'm serving you mentally, sexually, physically, spiritually, all those different areas emotionally in your life?
Right. Oh, my God, yes. And like I said, we was up to 3 o'clock in the morning talking like, yo, you sleeping? Not yet. Oh, what else is going on? Well, I'm not. But it's because the thing is that that's what helps you to stay in unity.
Right.
It's not saying that every day is going to be peaches and cream, but as long as you have the key, which is communication,
right,
you should be able to communicate through no matter how you feel it. Because if she was to happen to get mad with me, or I'll happen to get mad with her. All right, so I'm going to let you have your time, but we're going to communicate on, hey,
what's going on.
Right.
Oh, and like she was talking about that shallow stuff. No, that's when you be like, no, what's really going on?
Right.
Because if you cannot be vulnerable and show your nakedness to your spouse, then my question is, who the heck are you showing it to? Because you're showing it to somebody.
Right.
You got it. You're showing it to somebody.
Your girlfriend, a coworker, your sister, your cousin,
your mama,
friend, somebody.
Come on, I ain't knocking all the mama boys that's out there. I ain't knocking it. I'm one too. But you're sharing it with, you're giving it to somebody.
Right.
So how can you say I'm putting in my vision that I want me and my wife to grow more as one, but you've been vulnerable with somebody else? No. You can begin to grow when you can show your wounds to your spouse.
Right. Right. And, I mean, we're at the bottom of the hour now, and I just want to check in and see if there are any questions to see, make sure we're still on track and good to go before we continue forward. How are we looking, Reverend Ray? We good? You could text, you could reach out, let us know everything is good. We don't have any questions online. And then we can continue our way forward.
I got one question right here.
Yes.
The question is, The question is, what if the vision don't come to fruition in the year?
What if the vision does not come to pass within the year? That's okay. You keep believing and standing on it, right? So there were how many times did we have getting out of debt on our vision?
Oh, my God. 5, 7 years, somewhere around
there. It's always been on there because we've always had at least a mortgage. We've always had at least something on there. Now,
a credit card, a car, or something.
God has blessed us to get in and out of debt 3 times, and we will not.
We're not going back.
Go back.
What? Hold on, wait a minute. We're going to be transparent because, so what happened was, wifey has a nice car. We paid it off, right?
Yes.
And then when we paid it off, I think it was paid off about 2 years, I want to say.
It was paid off, I think, more than 2 years.
Okay, well, it was paid off for a while. Still good, running condition, everything.
Everything, y'all. It was good. She had 149,000 miles on her?
I think so.
It was
almost 100.
She was running good. You know when it's paid for, it run a little different.
It run a little different. So
it feel a little bit better than what she paid for.
So what happened was, we got the dog. Remember, she said that he was on the vision board. So we went and got the dog.
Yeah.
So now this is the dog riding in the car. So whatever happened with her and the dog.
It wasn't me in the tell the story right.
I wasn't in the car. I don't know.
So we have the dog, yes. But we were coming back from a vet appointment because, you know, the first couple of months they have all of these vet appointments for vaccinations and wellness checks and all that good stuff. So we were coming back home. And my daughter was holding the puppy in her lap in the passenger seat. And because of the puppy was there, I didn't keep my cup in the center aisle where the cup holder was. I kept it on the side. I moved it to where the door cup holder was on the driver's side door. And so I looked down, took my eyes off the road. I looked down to grab my cup to take a sip for my drink. And took my eyes off the road and ran into
the curb. I mean, hit that joint hard.
But nothing was messed up but the rim, right?
Oh, my God.
So we thought it was, the rim was scratched. We were all scared, but we were all safe. The car was not damaged.
The rims were?
We were able to find rims online, replace them, and so we were good. But shortly after that,
after we got the rims replaced, she woke up one day,
and it just made this crazy noise, and I was like, "Babe, there's something wrong with the car."
So I took the car to the mechanic, to the shop, and they was like, "Oh, well, let's just try and change the sensor." Okay, cool, no problem. So we changed the sensor; it ran fine, no problem. So I come home, I said, "All right, babe, here you go, it's good." She goes.
I went to Burlington to, I think it was to get a bed cover or something.
Yeah, you went to Burlington.
I went to Burlington. On the way home, car just stopped running.
It just shut off.
At the light. And y'all, I don't know if y'all have ever been in a situation where the car just died on you, but it's so embarrassing.
It just
And
died.
I was just like, it just died. So
then in the turning lane.
It wouldn't crank back up. And then when it did, it made this horrible sound and the whole car shook. So I had to get another car because it was not going
to. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so we go to.
But even in that, we prayed, right? Because I was like, God, you know, this car is paid for. Something that we had a vision for was to be debt-free, because in order to, for us to be debt-free, it wasn't just being debt-free for us is about kingdom.
Right.
Right? So it's about making sure that we have the resources available for the kingdom.
Right.
Whatever those are, whatever the needs are, whatever the resources are, whatever needs to be provided, we wanted to make sure that that's the reason why we want to be debt-free.
That's the reason that we want to be debt-free.
So I said, now, Lord, you know my heart.
You know our heart.
You know my desire.
Right.
And I'm not about to be paying, you know, a ridiculously crazy car bill, car note. And we hadn't paid one in a while. So I need you to figure this thing out for us.
It's kind of paying a car note is new to us.
I need you to figure this thing out. And I'm not sitting in no dealership for no hours and hours at a time just because that's not what we do. And God bless. And we were able to get a decent interest rate. And so the goal is...
No, we was able to get a low interest rate.
Very low. So, and that's the beauty of, again, when you are in partnership with God, he gives you the strategy. He provides the resources. So we were able to clean up our finances. We were able to clean up our credit score. So it's not an issue of having a bad credit score at all. It was a very low interest rate.
So, yeah, it was funny because I had been telling her, like, babe, I've been telling her for the past 2 years that she need to get a new car.
She has. And so, I was like, no, I'm not. So, and that was exactly what God told me when I prayed about it. He was like, if it were up to you, you would never get a new car. And I wasn't. I would ride her until her wheels fall off and the engine fell out.
Well, it fell out.
And
literally,
that's exactly the wheels that got busted up.
And the engine fell out. No, I'm so serious because when we took it to the dealership, they was like, yeah, your engine. It's the engine. The engine is gone. I was like, what?
But that was what God told me, because had it been up to me, I would not have gotten a new vehicle.
It was so funny. So I got to tell you this. So because my truck is in the shop, she cannot stand my car.
Can't stand it.
She has an instant attitude.
When I tell you instant, I mean from 0 to 300, like that.
So, she is instant the moment she knows she has to get in my car.
Instant.
So you already know. Pray for us. Pray for us. We still growing.
Instant.
So I was like, Lord, I can't deal with this. If this thing got to get in,
I'm a little bougie cheek. So. I'm just not. Oh, that's man. Just not what we're doing. That's,
oh
that's,
man,
it was so funny,
and so but God did it, That's the thing. When you are connected to the vine, my God, when you are connected to the vine,
and He's already given us a strategy on how we can pay it off this year.
Already,
so it's really about partnering with God, and when I tell you partnering with God,
man, it's so funny because. When you literally understand when he says a three-core strand cannot be broken, when you understand that if you keep Christ as the center of your marriage, it does not matter if your husband is getting on your nerves. You got to know how to go to God. Lord, this is what you gave me. This is what you joined together. So I bind the hands of the enemy now.
Right.
In the name of Jesus. And I declare peace.
Yeah.
I declare wholeness. Even if your wife is getting on your nerves, it's the same thing. Because when you keep Christ as the center, it does not matter how many times the enemy come knocking. God is going to always remove it. But the moment you stop keeping Christ as the center, then you begin to understand. Then you begin to fight with the spirit of division. Then you begin to fight with the spirit of loneliness. Then you begin to fight with the spirit of unforgiveness. Then you begin to fight. You begin to fight with all of these things. Why? Because as long as you're fighting with them, then you're not united.
And I want to drop this nugget on you.
Drop that thing, baby.
When your spouse does something that gets underneath your skin, that does something to anger you, that does something to take you to a place that you don't like to go, it really isn't about what your spouse did. It really is about you.
Ooh, talk about it, mama. Oh, is that a nugget? Are we going into
it? It really is about you, because the reality is that was a trigger for you.
Come on.
What they said, how they said, how they did what they did, how you felt it was respectful or disrespectful, how you, whatever that emotion was, how it angered you, it really has something to do with you. Earlier this week on Kitchen Conversations on Thursday, so the reality is you are still, you are married to you or your spouse. One of you all are the child, right? So when something is said, something is done, that triggers that 10-year-old little girl in you.
Or that 10-year-old boy in you.
Right, or that 10-year-old little boy in you, because that triggered something, that the way somebody spoke to you and how they made you feel in that moment that you said you would never allow anybody to do.
Right.
So it's really about, where is that trigger? What? Why does that trigger me? Why do I feel the way that I feel when my spouse does this, or when my spouse says this, or when they do a certain thing, or how? Why do I respond a certain way?
Right.
It
right.
really is about you, and it has nothing to do with them.
It's because you got to remember, when it's coming to you, it's how you took in the information.
Yeah.
It was how you downloaded the information, and it was how you filtered the information.
Right.
So when you put that information that was spoken to you, said to you, done to you, when you filter it, it also filters through your triggers.
Right.
So then you got to look at, where are these triggers coming from?
Right.
So then that's where you got to be like, you know what, I need to get to the bottom of this. And
right.
that was literally what I did. I wanted to get to the bottom of my triggers.
Right.
And so when I got to the bottom of them joints, oh, my God, I know, and I'm still working. But I got to the bottom to know, oh, my God, and come to find out that it was an event that took place in your life, whether it was the time you got molested or the time you got raped, all the time your daddy left you, all the time you felt abandoned. It goes all the way back
right.
to that causing that trigger. But you got to get to the story that you attached to that event, because
right.
but because of what the enemy does, he wants us to be the victim. But
right.
God called us to be victorious. So you got to go back to that event and change the narrative, because God, you, through God, you are victorious.
Right. And I like to call it, get to the root of your BS. Now, before y'all censor me and throw darts and all those other things, it's not the BS that you're thinking of, but it really is, but it's your belief system.
It's your belief system.
It's your belief system. What story did you tell yourself that made you believe what it was you believe, that you have carried into your marriage, that you carried all your lifetime, that now you have to check to now become the best version of yourself?
Right.
Because the reality was, maybe they did do it to disrespect you, but why are you feeling disrespected? Is it because you aren't loving yourself? Is it because somebody who spoke to you when you were 10 or when you were 13 told you that you would never amount to anything? You bought into that lie, and you've been spending your entire life to overcome that thing.
Right.
So anytime somebody comes with you at a certain tone or a certain force, you internalize that thing, you feel attacked, and now it's a trigger for you.
Right.
Identify what that is, and then you'll be able to move forward.
And then you truly begin to understand wholeness.
Right.
True peace. Because guess what, you know, because the thing that I've come to understand is that when you're saying, because you love God, you have all this faith.
Right.
But when things begin to come and those triggers take place, now you begin to operate in fear. You know, there's a saying, you know, it's faith over fear, but it's not faith over fear. It's either faith or fear. You choose. Because when you look at, what's that, Matthew, when you look at Mark, I think it's Mark 6. When Jesus sent them over to the other side, he came walking on the water. When you read the scriptures in the King James Version, it says that they saw a spirit coming, and they cried out for fear.
Right.
So the question is that when that trigger takes place, are you calling out for fear? Because that's what you're responding in.
Because they both can't exist in the same space.
They can't exist. And see, that's one thing about that I come to understand. Now, I ain't coming for you, but if you feel like I am coming for you, then I might be. But the thing that I become to understand is that we say that we love God, but then when God begins to operate and these triggers begin to take place, now we want to move in fear because now we're saying, God, I can't do it. Oh, God, it's too big for me. Why is it now big too big for you when you were just moving in faith? That's what you were saying, because you got to understand that the thing when we're saying that we love God, we trust God, it's not a lip service. It's a behavior.
Right.
So
right.
If your behavior is saying I'm in fear, or your behavior is going to say I'm moving in faith.
And it's a behavior that manifests fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you are saying that you trust God, then the fruit will bear for itself. We'll be able to see the fruit, right? Ooh. It's not in this area. You're saying, oh, I don't know how we're going to do this. You might not know how to do this. But the difference between you exercising in doubt and you exercising in faith is, okay, God, you see what the situation is.
Come on.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to rely truly on you.
On you.
You know your girl.
Nah.
So I'm going to need for you to be able to figure this out. I'm going to need you to be able to show me the strategy. I'm going to need you to provide the resources. And I'm going to need you to do what you do best, because you know I can't do it. You are God. You are God in all your sufficiency, all power, and you are omnipotent. So I know that you can be with us wherever you are. So I'm going to need you to handle that, and I'm not going to worry about it.
I'm
going to go to sleep, and I'm going to do whatever is necessary for me to do. And when you decide that you want to drop in the nuggets and give me the strategy and give me the resources and put the divine connections together, I'll move.
Mm.
But what I'm not going to do is sit up there, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, this, Lord, that. No.
We ain't got time.
Because there is nothing impossible for God. In the moment that you attach your faith, your belief, your soul, your mind to that thing, your heart to that thing, your spirit to that thing, then there is nothing that anybody or any situation that you face will be able to tell you otherwise.
Right. But it's, you know, I'm gonna say it like this. Yes, I understand that we're all human. I understand that we may need a moment to look at the situation, but my question is, just as Jesus said to Jeremiah, how long are you going to mourn?
Yeah.
That's the question. How long are you going to mourn? So the thing is, it's like, okay, look, you've had your pity party. You've had your time. Okay, now get your high pops up,
yeah.
and let's behave in how we speak it.
Right.
If we're going to continue to speak faith, then let's behave in faith.
Right. Right.
Ooh, we're supposed to be talking about vision, girl.
We
are. Over here.
We are. Well, again, my word last year was believe. My word this year, God gave me, was shine.
Ooh.
And he's given me a few other words, too, and I'm like, God, should that also go on my vision board? And I believe that it is, but I haven't heard that confirmation.
What's
but
this?
Shine, for sure, because there are moments where I will get into a room and or in a situation, and I will shrink.
Triggers.
Not because I have fear, not because I'm afraid. It really is about worthiness, right? I know what God has called me to do, but then you sit amongst these powerful giants, or what you assume to be powerful giants, and I will oftentimes shrink. And God is saying, no, I need you to shine in this season.
Mm.
So there is no more shrinking back. I need you to shine. So this year, Vision 2022, is shine. The other word was miracle. I have a desire of being able to see miracle signs and wonders. And I honestly believe that because of the faith that God has been able to stretch me over this last year, what I've been able to accomplish, how my faith has been,
come on now,
how my faith has now a good foundation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's biblical, but I know from where I came from to where I am now.
Right.
Like, the faith can't be rocked. I don't care what it is. I lost my brother last year. They found him dead in his apartment. Then we got the autopsy to later find out why. But then there were some other things that happened in my life. And I said, now, God, I realize that because I'm your child, that does not mean that I don't face certain challenges. It doesn't mean that I don't experience death in my family. It doesn't mean that I don't experience these different trials. It means that I'll face that. But how do I face that? Yes, I mourn. Yes, I grieve. Yes, we went through all of those different emotions. But then when it's time to get up and to move, then it's time to get up and to move. So now that I have this good, strong foundation of faith, God is saying, now I can trust you with where it is I'm taking you.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe that miracles should be going up there as well, just because I do believe in this season, he's going to either show me the miracles, the signs and the wonders, or I will be the vessel that he uses for the miracles, the signs and the wonders.
I've got to testify on this one. As you all know, we're pastors. And the Lord, we had one of the members, they went to the doctor, had a lump on, found a lump on her breast. She comes to church that following Sunday, had it about maybe 2 or 3 days, and the Lord the Lord says to Tamika to go and pray for her. No, well, yeah, to pray for her because, you know, she asked her. You're basically just doing what the Lord say do. And she said pray for her because she had a follow-up doctor's appointment like that following Tuesday. Well, by the time when Tamika prayed for her, doing what the Lord say do, she went to her follow-up appointment on that following Tuesday, I think it was, and the doctor said that the lump
that
had already started shrinking.
Yeah.
And so they was like, well, let's just go ahead and do surgery and just take it on out. So, well, what are you saying? Well, God has already began to operate, and what he has, all what you have been praying that God is for him to do. He showed you the word, but then he's already beginning to move. It's just like for me, the Lord is saying that I'm still in the year of working faith, but it's double manifestation. So when you say double manifestation, I was like, hold on, wait a minute. What the Lord said, I've already shown you what I'm going to do. I said, how is that? He says, go look in the house. So I go look in the house. I look at the kitchen. Then I turn around and look at this. I say, oh, my God. He showed me what he's getting ready to do in the spirit from the material stuff. I said, so I'm looking for that when God begins to manifest, I'm looking for two because he said double. So you got to, child, don't stop me. I feel like running right now.
Yeah.
But you have got to understand that you got to understand what you can do when you keep Christ as your center.
Yeah.
In your man, oh my God, even to the point because I put in my vision that I want us to pray more. Oh, y'all thought we prayed all the time. Nah. It's like, no, baby, you doing? Let's go ahead. Father God, we thank you. Bless you. Amen. We good. What? But we still came together and prayed.
Right. I keep telling y'all, we not perfect.
I'm trying to tell you.
We are not perfect. We just love God. God has given us a mandate to be able to help couples overcome challenges and to win in their marriage.
Right.
And that's what we're doing, to be able to help them to identify their triggers and to be able to empower you all to be able to break the generational curses over your lives and over your families. And so that's all we're doing. And we're as we move in obedience,
right,
God is blessing.
Oh, my God. And that's
doesn't mean that we're perfect.
Right.
Doesn't mean that we have it all together.
No, we don't.
But one of the things that
everything
we've been able to be able to do is to move and to act in obedience, and then to be able to exercise our faith.
Right.
And because of that, God has blessed.
Yes.
And so I encourage you all, because we have about 8 minutes left, we can. I encourage you all to do the same. God showed me in November that I took a sabbatical because he really, really was charging for me to be able to set some time aside
for him
to be able to just get with him.
Right.
3-day sabbatical.
3 days.
I took with him, and just nothing. I turned my phone off, do not disturb. I called, checked in with the family at nighttime. But it was literally I got away, packed away, went and just really sought after the Lord, what he was showing me, what he wanted to deposit in me, all those different things in the midst of a pandemic. And God truly blessed. And even in this season, what he said was that it was going to be like a springing forth. And it was almost like a springing, you know, the hot springs that spring up. It's going to be a
force of water coming out of the ground.
Coming up out.
Hallelujah.
And that's what he's doing in this season with his children. And it was forceful, and that's how he was going to bless. That's how he was going to do the things. That's how he was going to be able to just meet his children. And when I saw that, when I heard that, I was like, okay, God, now what does that look like?
Mm.
What does that look like here on the earth?
Mm.
And as I've been seeking after that, he's just been showing me little deposits here, little deposits there. So I want to encourage you all, as you're listening, I want to encourage you all in your marriage. If you are pursuing to get a marriage, listen, I can't tell you how to be single.
Mm-mm.
We were high school sweethearts, so we don't really know what it was to be single.
Mm-mm.
We've been married 23, almost 24 years now. But we can refer you to somebody who understands that space, who can tell you how to do that thing. But if you're married and you're in the trenches, we know how to get in the trenches. We know how to help you to overcome the challenges, because there were some of the same challenges that we faced.
Right.
And if we didn't face those, trust me, we know other couples who have faced those challenges that we can be able to share their testimonies and even link you all up. It really is about marriage is winning.
Right.
It's about the kingdom.
Right.
It's not even just like it's not about marriage takeover. Marriage takeover is the vessel. But it really is about kingdom.
Right. Because the one thing about it is that we're the ones, I'm not trying to advertise, I'm just letting you know that for you to understand that you are not by yourself is because we get in the trenches with you.
Yeah.
Because every now and then we're going to always need a shoulder to lean on. Because if I can lean on you until I can get strong enough to walk on my own, like I said, we get in the trenches with you. Why? Because we want you to win.
Yes.
Because I'm tired, because even in the church right now, in Christian marriage, it's funny because I just looked at it yesterday during whatever search I was looking at. But there, it was saying that there, it is 64%
divorce
of Christian marriages ending in divorce.
Honey, you got to stop doing
it. I'm sorry.
You got the speaker.
It ending in divorce.
Yeah.
Well, for me, if we're saying that we love God, I'm trying to figure out how is that happening.
Well, and here, this is not a condemnation on the if you got to go through a divorce. So
No.
I want to make sure that we do say that. This is not a condemnation on anybody who's got to go through a divorce or who's been divorced. So let's say that now, because we're going to crush the enemy head and we're going to step on his neck and we're going to cut him off at the throat, because that's not what we're saying. What we are saying is you are getting divorced because you don't have the right tools and the right resources and you need help and you don't know how to reach out for help.
Right.
That's what Marriage Takeover is for.
That's what it's for.
So with that, we got about 4 minutes left.
So
I want to make sure that you have our contact information. You know how to reach out to us. You can reach out to us at www.marriagetakeover.com. If you want to send us an email, info@marriagetakeover.com. And then all social media platforms at marriagetakeover.com. Don't forget about that course. It's launching soon in February. You can register now. But don't wait until February to register, because we're going to be cutting off the registration. But if you want to connect with us, you want to link up, go to the website, go to courses. You can register online, save, reserve your seat. And I think that's it.
Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. You going to go and praise out?
Yes. God, we thank you. We honor you. We love you for every couple that is represented, every household that is represented. We thank you, God, for just who you are in their lives. And we ask, God, that you will continue, Lord, to have your way in them and through them. God, that you will pour out your oil, God, in the name of Jesus. God, and as you pour out your oil, God, that we will be the remnant, God, and not the residue of what you want to do in this earth, God. Lord, that we will be able to stand up and not compromise. God, that we will be able to be an army waiting aside for your instructions, waiting for us to be able to be activated, God, for what it is you want us to be able to do. We're asking, God, that you would go into every household, God, that you would heal anybody that is sick, God, you would, God, that you would repair any broken households, any broken relationships, any broken marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would just pour your love.
Yep.
Pour your love, God. Pour your love, God. Pour your love, God.
Pour your love, God,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, God, that you would just continue to give each of the households, God, provision.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to just have your way, God, in their life, God. Lord, that you would speak to them, God, that you would give them favor, Lord, that you would continue, God, to bless them, God, that you would direct them on how to do their vision, God, that you would give them strategic focus, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, that they would honor you, God, that, Lord, they would be obedient to your word, God. Lord, that they will follow you, God, that they will honor you, God, that they will love you, God, because you are such a holy God.
Yep.
You are such a righteous God. You are such a sovereign God. You are such a holy God. And God, we thank you for who you are in this earth, God. We thank you for who you are in this land, God. We thank you, God, for delivering us, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God. We might have lost a few along the way, God, but we thank you, God, for keeping us. Oh, God, comfort every household, God. Comfort every widow woman, God. Comfort every individual, God, who might have lost a loved one along the way, God, along this journey, God. And we're asking for peace, God.
Yep.
We're asking for joy, God.
Yep.
We're asking, God, that you would increase our faith, God, that you would expand our faith, God, now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, allow your glory to rest on us, God, in Jesus' righteous name.
Jesus' name.
We love you, we honor you, and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, I'm your girl, Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rock, now.
And this is Marriage Takeover. We're signing out. We love you guys.
Mahalo.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.
Hey, family. We are excited to have two new broadcasts added to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One. Hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, it airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts cover a wide